Hi, guys. I have an important announcement to make. Dad, can you please make my voice a little bit more impressive sounding?
It's time for a... Oh, no, that's a bit much. Something different?
It's time for a... No, that just sounds scary.
It's time for... Dad! That's ridiculous.
Okay, let's go back to normal. Keep going. Keep going.
Just a little more. Okay, leave it like that. Drum roll, please. And the dragon, too. It's time for a gigantic, roaring BKFK shout out to Connor and Grayson.
Thank you, Connor and Grayson, and all of you that support BKFK. It gives me great pleasure to introduce some new performers.
My name's Lev, I'm 5 years old, and I like building Legos.
Hello, I'm Kyle, I'm from Singapore. I am 13 years old, and I like to sketch and cycle.
Hi, my name is Anna, I'm 9 years old, I love cats, and I live in Seattle, Washington.
Welcome to the team, guys. You did an excellent job. All right, Ruby, back to you.
The Crafty Carpenter. There were once two brothers. One was named Jack and the other Harry. They were both farmers and they each had a farm right next to each other. Their farms were far away from the nearest towns, which meant that there were not many people nearby. Being a farmer was a tough job. They had to do almost everything themselves, but they had each other. They helped each other often. Once, Harry's wagon broke down, and Jack came over to lend a hand. He brought all his tools, and together they fixed it. Another time, Jack's horse broke through the stable door, and Harry came at once to catch the horse and fix the door. These kinds of things happened all the time, but no problem was ever so big that they could not solve it. One day, Harry was walking through his farm, inspecting his fence. He soon discovered a hole in the fence between his farm and Jack's. He heard the sound of an animal in need. It sounded like a young calf, and it sounded like it was in trouble. Harry ran to the sound, and sure enough, there was a young calf tangled in the bushes. He soon disentangled the poor creature and led it out to safety. At that moment, Jack appeared and said,
"Thanks for saving my calf, Harry."
"Your calf?"
asked Harry.
"I think you're mistaken, brother. This one is mine."
"Yours? Just look at the markings. It's obviously mine."
"Don't be ridiculous. You can tell by the crooked tail that this one's mine."
"Nonsense!"
cried Jack.
"Calm, Zwellock!"
shouted Harry. And so began their argument. Their faces became redder and redder as they got louder and louder.
"Nincompoop!"
"Moron!"
"Snickerdoodle!"
"Womble!"
"I am not talking to you anymore!"
said Harry, and he stamped off back to his farmhouse.
"Me neither!"
shouted Jack as he also marched away. The next morning, Jack woke up early as usual. He heard the strange sound in the distance, coming from the direction of Harry's farm. He ran out as fast as he could, only to discover Harry digging in the ground between their farms.
That idiot is digging a ditch between our farms,
thought Jack. He was just about to shout something rude to Harry when he realized that they weren't talking to each other. Harry looked up and gave Jack a nasty look. Jack stuck his tongue out at Harry and then hurried back to the farmhouse. In a few minutes, he returned with a shovel in his hand, and he too began furiously digging the ditch. Once in a while, they paused to rest. They just leaned on their shovels and silently glared at each other and then carried on working. This carried on for several days until at last the ditch was finished. They gave each other one last look and then marched back to their farms. A few weeks passed. Neither brother was happy. They were both still angry with each other. In fact, they were now even angrier. One afternoon, there was a knock on Harry's door. He opened it. Standing before him was a young woman. She was wearing a belt with all sorts of tools hanging from it. Hammers, saws, tape measures, and many more. She smiled at Harry and said,
"Good morning. I'm a traveling carpenter. I was just wondering, do you have any jobs for me?"
"Well, as a matter of fact, I do,"
said Harry.
"Follow me."
Harry led the carpenter to the ditch between the two farms.
"This is the line between me and my idiotic brother. I want nothing more to do with him. You can build me a fence next to this ditch, so I never need to look at him or his good-for-nothing farm ever again."
The carpenter walked up to the ditch for a closer look. She looked in the direction of Jack's farm and saw in the distance some movement in a bush. She pulled out a folding telescope from her belt for a closer look. And there she saw Jack glaring at them from his hiding place. He hurriedly ran away once he saw that he had been seen. She lowered her telescope and turned to Harry, who was also glaring in the direction of the bush.
"I see,"
said the carpenter.
"I think I have a good idea of what is going on here. Okay, Mr. Farmer, I'll need some wood, some nails, and a few extra tools. Give me one day and I'll be able to solve your problem."
Harry gave the carpenter everything she needed. And then early the next morning, she set to work. She sawed and hammered and measured and chopped and was busy from sunrise to sunset. At the end of the day, Harry arrived in his wagon to have a look at the new fence, but was shocked to see that there was no fence at all.
"Well, what have you been doing all day?"
he asked the carpenter. She just smiled and pointed to the ditch. Instead of a fence, she had built a beautiful, strong wooden bridge.
"What the?"
exclaimed Harry.
I know, it's not what you expected,"
said the carpenter.
"But you will not be disappointed. Why don't you just test it out?"
Harry was bewildered. He approached the bridge and was just about to step onto it when he saw Jack on the other side. He was just crossing the bridge with his hand outstretched.
Well done, Harry, well done. You did what I was too proud and too stubborn to do. What a silly fight we had.
Jack was surprised, but very happy to be talking to Harry again. He too was tired of their ridiculous argument.
Harry, you're my brother and my best friend. How could we have let a disagreement about a calf come between us? The calf is yours, brother.
No, please, it's yours.
No, I'm serious, you should have it.
No, I said first, the calf is yours.
Excuse me,
said the carpenter.
Don't be silly, boys. I think you've done enough arguing, don't you?
The brothers looked at each other and laughed.
I think my work is done,
continued the carpenter.
I think it's time for me to be on my way. But me and the calf is paying for my work, and you guys can catch up over at dinner together.
The brothers agreed. They thanked the carpenter and walked arm in arm over the bridge to make dinner. The carpenter had helped them resolve their foolish argument, and for the rest of their days, they were the best of friends.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.